Hey guys, Rob here. Before we start the episode, I wanted to tell you about an upcoming event, Franchise Month. Basically, we're devoting 1 month or 4 episodes to a single film franchise, and we need your help. We want you to call in to our Google Voice number at 203-787-8946 and tell us what film franchise you think we should tackle. It can be any film series, it can be any number of films from any genre. The four of us will vote for one of the entries, and the winner will not only get their franchise chosen, but will also get to pick any one movie for a regular episode. Here's how it'll work. Leave us a voicemail at 203-787-8946 and tell us your first name and where you're from. Tell us what film series we should do and why we should pick it. And last, your choice for a single episode if you win. Everyone that enters will get their single movie choice put on a list that will be rolled randomly by the D20 of fate. So there are multiple chances to win. Please keep your voicemails under 2 minutes long, as they may be played on the air. The contest will run until we have at least 10 entries, and we hope to hear from you. So thanks, and enjoy the episode.
Four guys and a movie. Four guys and a movie. Don't I, Brian Robbins, you're reviewing movies for the show. Four guys and a movie.
Hello everyone, it's 4am once again, and that means it's time for the 4am inbox, where me and my friends go over all the mail that's in our sack. So, Rob, what do we have today?
Well, I've got a mail sack for you.
Oh, yeah.
So we have one email this week, but it's from a new listener named William.
Hello, William.
Hi, William. William.
Hi for the listener.
Hi, William. Hi, William.
Don't creep him out.
Too late.
So the email reads as follows. So, I just came across your podcast, and I'm listening to random episodes. On episode 4 Guys in an Inbox 04, Top Christmas Movies, were you purposely making a play on words around 22 minutes in? You said you were being sassy about making fun of the guy who sent you some food that looked like kitty litter. I didn't hear that word being used much, so I was wondering if it was a reference to Sassy the Cat from Disney's Homeward Bound, The Incredible Journey. So
it's on the list, it should be.
I guess I'll take these in chunks, so we'll answer the questions. So that was...
It's totally planned.
Yes. So I think... Who said that they were being sassy?
Probably you.
Probably me. I remember making fun of Rick's...
amazing gift.
It was good, but yeah. I did equate it to cat litter.
It looked like cat litter.
But it was good, though.
But it's all in good fun.
We very much appreciated that cat litter.
It was like chocolate, popcorn, some random white sauce.
Anyone that listens to this podcast that actually knows me in real life.
Sorry.
Yeah, exactly. So you know what you're getting in for.
Like, Rob shits on everyone.
This is not like
that was a gift from a good friend, so Rob will shit on them double.
But to answer your question, William, no, I have never seen Homeward Bound, The Incredible Journey. I'm just 1,000 years old, so I use words like sassy and sarsaparilla.
I'm interested in watching it now.
Are you?
You call it pop?
I remember liking it. It was a little weird, but I remember liking that movie.
Pop is a regional thing and not a age thing. But I did vote for Truman. So, to answer your question, no, it was not a play on words. We're just weird here.
Yeah, happy coincidence. Let me assure you, if anything is said that's movie related, it's only going to be coming from me. It comes from the others here. It's purely a mistake.
I know my movies.
I don't.
So this is the part where William blasts us on our Christmas movie choices.
Whoa.
It's not really a blast. Mm-hmm. I'm teasing. That says, for myself, a Christmas movie needs to have Christmas as a main theme to be a Christmas movie. So sadly, Die Hard, Rise of the Guardians, and Jurassic World would not be Christmas
movies. I'm out.
Wrong.
Yeah. I know. Listen.
I'm back.
On the other hand, Gremlins and The Ref would be Christmas movies. Okay. You guys covered some of the best movies, so I'll include them in my. So I'll not include them in my top five list. So he has his list here. Number one, I don't know if this is in order of the way.
Before you list off his favorites, and we discuss them,
William.
I'm really sorry, and please continue listening after we say whatever we said.
I am.
Don't do that.
Yeah, come on now.
All right, do you guys want to do the views expressed by Rob's statement right now?
They know
by now. Well, I mean, this guy's a new listener. Movies, he might not.
Yeah, depending on these movies, it might be all of us. That's why.
All right. So first of all, I would say. All right, let's go over the list.
Let's do this.
All right. So number one is A Very Brady Christmas. And it says, I love that they got almost the entire cast back together. Even the husbands from the Brady Girls Get Married movie. Two.
No, I never saw that.
I've never seen anything.
No, I haven't seen anything.
Not a big Brady guy. Sorry, yeah, Will. Little William.
Two is Frosty the Snowman.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool. Yeah,
sure.
Three, It Nearly Wasn't Christmas.
Which one is that?
I don't know. Like, all of them are that.
No, but like, which one is that?
Well, it says, I remember it being a great made-for-TV movie about a Santa who has lost his faith in humanity. Wow, that's a little different than I thought. It's not like an evil monster is trying to stop Christmas. Mm. It just Santa's like, wow, you guys are awful.
Yeah, like
you guys Kevin Costner told me fucking.
that wasn't claymation. That was,
Is it animated, I think?
It was just,
no,
it was just filmed in a mall somewhere. Yeah. So they just, the mall Santa just quit. He's like, I can't do this anymore.
I can't remember it, but I'll find it. I'll
is
find
the
it.
Other half of Ernest Saves Christmas?
No, actually, no, number four is Ernest Saves
Christmas. Yes!
Yeah, I mean, that's easily one of the best Christmas movies in the. I'm surprised it didn't make our list.
I know, right? World's dumb. Well, William, thank you for that. Oh, William.
let's get into it.
Just be a little careful with the word best.
Well, listen. When you say best in terms of Christmas movies, it's not a matter of which one is the best made.
Yeah.
Or the best quality. It's whatever one gives you the most feels.
But the feels.
Yeah.
Oh, it gives me feels.
Down below, I know.
Yeah. It's not the feels I would like.
I got a fever. Okay.
And number five is The Little Troll Prince. Says, I remember seeing this one time on TV and enjoying it. Darn you guys for taking the best movies away. Now, can you quote your best favorite Christmas movies if you've only seen it one time? Does that count,
William? Left him with good feels. I mean, hey. And now remember, he's not counting the ones that we already said. So he's given us five that we didn't list.
I feel like I'm on the defensive. First of all right, let's go over this really quickly. So
wait. I just want to interrupt quickly to say, in his defense, there's a few movies where I was like, I really enjoyed that movie as a kid, and I've never been able to find it since. So it might not hold up, but I, you know, still holds a place in my heart. So maybe it's one of those.
Maybe. I mean, listen, that's fine. I'm not. But I'm on the defensive now because he put some of my movies on blast. That's basically what's happening here. So what? A Christmas movie.
You still have those movies, Rob. They haven't been erased.
Yeah. No. Well, he took the time to email us, so we're taking the time to respond.
All right.
You got to take your lumps, William.
Are you all red in the face, man? Like,
well, that's the margarita.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
All right,
margarita to 4 a.m. That's all we're
doing. So one margarita.
So a Christmas movie needs to have Christmas as a main theme to be a Christmas movie. How does Die Hard not check that box?
Ho, ho, ho. I have a machine gun now. Ho, 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 ho.
Takes place over the Christmas holiday. It's a Christmas party.
See, and that's the opposite of what I look for in a Christmas movie.
Christmas in Hollis? Yes.
Because I want to...
The opening song.
Yeah, because I want to escape Christmas. I want Christmas to be over. So I would like a movie where Christmas is happening, but not be what the movie's about.
I did kind of want to bring this up.
Most of us are Scrooges, so
Joe is the Grinch, and Tony and Brian are Scrooges.
Yeah.
But seriously.
I'm the Little Troll Prince.
Sure.
That is so accurate. Yeah. So accurate.
4 foot
four. Summed it up right there.
No, but I did want to say, part of my picking the list, I am not a big Christmas person to begin with, so I intentionally steered away from some of those. Plus, I didn't want to go with this typical schmaltzy, like, you know, same old Santa can't save Christmas because of whatever.
Year without Santa, son. Year without
fine,
Santa.
Whatever. I'm not arguing with those. Sorry. They're fine, but everybody knows about those. I'm trying to, you know, introduce maybe some more unique ideas.
William just gave us some unique ones we hadn't seen before.
He did. But I imagine, you know, I'm for me, I'm trying to steer away from, like, most people would say, you know, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer or Frosty or The Year Without Santa or whatever. Like, that's what everybody knows. So I was intentionally trying to avoid all that stuff.
We should do It Nearly Wasn't Christmas for Christmas this year.
Probably should. Write that shit down. That
sounds pretty awesome. Well, I'll keep the email.
Yeah, that's true.
I would argue that Gremlins and Die Hard are equally Christmas related.
Yeah.
Well, Christmas. I think he's going with the argument of you can set those at any time of the year and it wouldn't
Gremlins is a Christmas movie and Die Hard is not.
Oh, wait. Oh, I didn't catch that part. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. They're the same amount of Christmas to me.
Yeah, I would say
so. I would argue, Christmas.
Because you don't have a kid in a Christmas tree costume in Die Hard?
Like, Die Hard shows a little less
Christmas. Gizmo's his Christmas gift. Gizmo is a Christmas gift.
The giant bear was a Christmas gift.
I'm definitely not arguing against the Gremlin thing, for sure. But, Die Hard shows Christmas a little less, but that's because it's mostly within the confines of this office building.
It's all guns, bullets, and shit.
It takes place around Christmas. It's about a guy trying to get to his kid on Christmas. It's a Christmas movie.
Yeah, I mean,
any movie's a Christmas movie, really want it.
This also falls under the category of, I have almost no standards. So, I just consider Christmas, as long as the movie takes place during the Christmas holiday, or has a Christmas song in it, I'm totally cool with watching it as a Christmas movie. So, I mean, it's a difference in standards, I guess. But I would argue, based on your argument, that Gremlins and Die Hard would be equally considered Christmas movies.
But, to each their own.
Yeah, I'm going to say, you don't think it's a Christmas movie, then for you it's not a Christmas movie. That's fine.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely true.
But again, I'm not on the defensive. Rob is.
Some of us here might not like Christmas. That's just fine. All right, what else is he got for us here, Rob?
So I got called out another time.
Did you now?
Well, so I believe
William's all right.
All right. I mean, that's the thing. It's William. We really need more people to write in and actually put me in my place.
Yeah. Because, yes, we do. He sure does love stepping out of it.
I am out of control. So you mentioned that on our Clueless episode, there were plenty of good movies in the 90s. So this, I believe, is a reference to my saying there are no good movies made in the 90s.
In all fairness, most of us have said that.
Most of us have said that.
Yeah, it's probably.
And honestly, it's true. There are some exceptions, absolutely. But please understand, William, that I do tend to be very hyperbolic when I'm making statements about things. I tend to generalize for comedic effects.
America.
And because I'm a child. Mentally a child. You do mention that there are plenty of good movies in the 90s. You go on to list some. Pulp Fiction, Goodfellas, Titanic, Forrest Gump, Shawshank Redemption, Matrix.
That's a good one, Shawshank. That's dope.
Yeah, The Matrix, The Lion King, Toy Story, 10 Things I Hate About You, Fight Club, Groundhog Day, Braveheart, Mrs. Doubtfire, Men in Black. I could disagree with some of those.
Yeah.
I'm not going to.
They're all pretty solid.
Yeah.
All, I mean, movies are subjective. It's,
I think at the bottom line, though, if you were to look at it on aggregate, the standards of quality in the 90s had certainly tumbled in just about every genre.
Oh, yeah.
Because, comedy, action, and horror were all noticeably better in the 80s than in the 90s. And there are very good movies in the 90s. But
I mean, Jurassic Park came out in the 90s.
Yeah, it's for every one of those movies on his list right there, there's a bajillion that came out.
Yeah,
well, that we said about any year, though.
So my problem with 90s movies, for the most part, is a lot of them, because in the 90s, we were getting into cloning and all this other scientific stuff. So the movies really grabbed onto that. The internet was starting to become a big thing, so they really grabbed onto that. So it was all the movies were super techy, even though they had no idea how tech worked.
Your nets or and, hackers. Yeah.
And a trend happened and everyone jumped on it.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Super techy, super sciencey, even though they had no idea how science worked.
Yeah.
Super grunge, and that was just awful. Just plaid and bags everywhere. And the film itself, to me, watching a 90s movies, it's grainy and muddy looking a lot of the time. Mm. And that could just be filmmakers and things like that. But for the most part, I just hate watching 90s movies.
Well, also a good portion of films he mentioned were also the Oscar worthy films.
Yeah, of course.
And those are always good. It doesn't matter what time.
Any time period, you're going to get good movies.
Yeah.
Well, not all
of them. Yeah, true. There are off years. But for the most part, though,
Mrs. Doubtfire was not an Oscar worthy.
No. But
I enjoyed that movie.
Shawshank,
Pulp Fiction, Saving Private Ryan,
I happen to be in one of the camp of people that didn't enjoy Pulp Fiction.
Really?
That's just me. Yeah. That's just me, though. That's my personal preference. It's subjective.
Okay.
I've never seen Titanic, but I imagine I probably wouldn't like that one.
Really? Titanic, it's like any other James Cameron movie. It's like he takes no risks, but he does everything fundamentally well.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not about right.
It's long as fuck.
What's that?
Long as fuck.
And they're long, but he's that doing too. Everything he's doing is solid, but it's I've seen this before.
Yeah, it's paint by numbers, but
Yeah. I have.
Yeah, that's how you know it'll turn
out. I will watch two James Cameron movies.
Aliens.
Aliens. Terminator 2.
Yeah.
Or Terminator. Okay.
No, The Abyss.
You know, The Abyss is good. Yeah. That's long as fuck, too.
But I don't think I've ever seen The Abyss, actually. Yeah.
Oh, that shit better be on the list. I forgot.
Probably. I don't know. Jesus. Everything's on the list. You know.
Anyway.
We just keep rolling the bad stuff.
The point, yeah, but I think the bottom line is, like, the 90s certainly did contribute a lot of good things to cinema.
Oh, sure.
But if you watched the trend on a chart, it was going down.
Oh, yeah.
Compared to the 80s. Yeah. There was a summer in the 80s. Where I believe it was Blade Runner was the movie they were concerned about how well it would do, because in like a 2 month period, it was like Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, one of the Conan movies, one of the Alien movies, and like two or three other like iconic movies all came out in like the same just like 2 month period in 1982.
Yeah.
And you're like, there's never stretches of movies like that now.
Yeah, and then by, what was it, 96, we were seeing Batman Forever because there wasn't anything else out.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And we were spoon-fed crap like Twister and Independence Day, and like we had to like that because it's like compared to everything else.
Yeah, computers.
Yeah.
A weather movie.
Yeah. All kinds
more
of
than one
movies.
Movie at once about a volcano. More than one and movie at once about an asteroid.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, we were just using hyperbole to kind of get our point across. But yeah, I mean,
I'm sure you get it.
And it ends with, I look forward to more casts.
Okay, good.
So, I mean, yeah, thank you very much for your email, first of all. I
hope you still listen to us after this.
Yeah, well, yeah, and it's okay to disagree about movies. It's a subjective media.
It's okay to like whatever you like.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not.
You can like Transformers if you want. I'm not sure why.
Tony will rage for hours and hours about it.
He's already mad right now.
Yeah, he's already mad about it. They're just going to keep making more right around him, though. he's that Dr. Seuss character that's like stood in the middle of the highway or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not even that one. I think it was
the Lorax.
Yeah.
The Lorax was right in the end.
So you think Transformers is everything that's wrong with the world? It's just...
It's a symptom.
All right, well, I guess...
William, thank you so much, man.
You choose your battles.
Yes.
And I'm really glad to meet you, William.
Yeah.
Over email.
Yeah, I hope you write in again, William.
Thanks for writing in. Please don't take anything I said personally. I'm just...
Or take it all personally and write it again to put them on blast once more.
Yeah, that's fine.
Don't put me on blast. It's all right. Do it. Let's see what happens.
I got bearings of chrome steel.
It's been really big. Brass balls on you.
Yeah, Devastator size.
So, okay, again, William, thank you so much. Really appreciate you listening. Really appreciate you writing in.
And in case you can't tell, we don't know how to end this episode.
Well, thank you again to William for writing in. If anybody else wants to write in to us, you can reach us at the4ampodcast@gmail.com. We are always happy to receive emails from you guys, whatever you have to say, questions, comments, stories you just want us to mull over and think about and really grow as people. So that's going to do it.
Feel free to tell us why we're wrong.
Sure.
All right, so deuces.
Bye.
Deuces.
Adios.
Good night, everybody.